Welcome back to the Smart Offer Sales Kit within the path to purchase. And this is a resource, a worksheet that Pamela put together, Pamela Wilson, my colleague and partner in this program, for s closing a sale with a live conversation. So you may or may not have this as part of your mix. I would really encourage you if you're intimidated by this, but your conversions are not what you hoped they might be. I would really encourage you to look through your email program, your marketing program, look through people who clicked on the sales page but they did not buy, or if you can do it on people who clicked on the payment page but they didn't buy, but even just if they clicked on the sales page but they didn't buy, and send those people an opportunity. Either before the cart closes or after the cart closes, and say, I would love to have a conversation with you about where you are, what you would like to do. I'd love to do just a free exploration call to help you explore what this problem is doing in your life. And you can do this two ways. You can either say, if I think it's, if we think it might be a good fit, you'll have an opportunity to buy even though the cart is closed. You can do it that way. You can also say, this isn't a sales call. I just want to get your feedback. That's another really good way to do it. But this little script, you're going to rewrite this script, in your own voice to suit your own details, to suit your comfort level. But this will give you a little script for some conversations that you can have. And even if you say this is not a sales call, it's possible that person at the end of it will say, you can just say, we, you know, if you still, the sales page is closed, the program is closed, but after talking with you, I think you'd be a great fit. So if you still want to jump in, I can open up a little back door. And you can have that as an opportunity if you want. I'm just going to pause here for 1 second, let somebody into the waiting room. Okay, so the sales conversation script. Again, this is the resource provided to us by Pamela Wilson, who designed the Smart Offer Sales Kit, and she's a longtime colleague of mine. So, sales conversation script for a live conversation, completely reconfigurable. And in fact, that's kind of to the extent we have homework. If you're going to use this, pop up a Google Doc for yourself or a Word doc or anything you want. One thing I like to do is I just create this as a Google Doc with my kind of script questions. I type in as I'm having the conversation, and that just gives me some notes for the next time. But you can also literally make yourself a Word doc and print this out and just, write it by hand as you're having a conversation. And of course, the AI note takers are really good for this because they will create a transcript for you and summarize it for you. So you can do it any way you want to do it. But we will base our sales conversation email sequence that will lead up to the sales page. We're going to be using a lot of these components in that, and that's next week's session, our final session. But we've still got co-working. So does not have to be the last time we get together in person. Okay, so do you need to close the sale with a live conversation? If you are in services, you probably need to do this. And I encounter a lot of like freelance copywriters because we're copywriters who would rather not, but you probably need to. But again, even if you have a course or even if you have something that's more of a product, a pure product, it can be worth your while to just have these conversations regularly, and you can keep them very low key. They don't have to be any kind of crazy eddy thing. If you want to keep it as relaxed as possible and you don't want the stress, introduce this with, this is not a sales conversation. Just send out an email and say, it's not a sales conversation. I'm just interested in what's going on with you. And then you're just going to adapt this a little bit to have the conversation with people. And if they want to, if they're like, I would kind of still like to buy, That's always a possibility. And people will let you know if they, if they want to buy, they will let you know. So again, Pamela has based this on sales advice she's had from other people. These are always, marketing and sales conversations. We always kind of stand on the shoulders of people who went before us. So she's kind of honoring her teachers here, which is great. So this is the section where we're just going to connect. How are you doing? What's going on with you? I really like a coaching question I got from Michael. Is it Steiner? Is his last name the coaching habit? Michael Bungray Steiner. I never get his name right, but I have his face in my head, which is funny. And his initial conversation is always, "What's on your mind? Tell me what's on your mind." That's his initial coaching question. Sales conversations are always coaching conversations. Just so you know. So connect and greet. What's on your mind? Thanks for connecting. If you invited them to connect, thanks for connecting. You can have an option in your welcome sequence that you can use this general template for. And then the purpose of the conversation. Now, in this conversation, because it is a sales conversation, the goal is to see if you believe that you can work with them. So, are you a good fit for me? That can feel a little aggressive depending on how you're going to structure this, but think about what is your goal with this conversation, to see if we're a good fit, to see if my approach is a good, works well for you, to see if what I offer is something that could bring you value. So you're not coming in like arrogant, you're not coming in, swaggering, but it is your goal to figure out, is there a workable Venn diagram here between the kind of people I help and the kind of person you are? Always, good idea to check for agreement. So then what's happening in your life, your business, that makes you want to get help now? And again, you could also move that what's on your mind right now here. But this is just a very direct question. What's going on with your with you that's causing you to look around for resources? Like, what is it you're looking for help with? And then what was it, what did you see in what I was offering that made you think I might be a that might be a possibility? And then what's your reality? Where would you like to be? Remember, we talked about those two worlds last week. So this is really just talking to them about you. You're probably already getting an idea here. And make sure, by the way, always record these calls. Whether you have to get on free Zoom or free Google Meet or whatever it is, you need to record these calls and use a note taker. Fathom is free. There's lots of free ones to transcribe the call, even if it's not a very good transcription, because these calls are where your most important insights come from. And also, if you're going to work with a client, like let's say this is your discovery call and you're going to work with a client for some reason, and I've had so many people say this is true for them as well. You get your best stuff in this call, you get your best stuff before they sign the contract. It's just so strange. So, always record it, always transcribe it, because you are getting those building blocks, those Lego, to use in future promotions, to use in emails, to use in all of your persuasive content. It comes from conversations you have with real people who have the problems you want to solve. And also, sometimes you will come up with, like, for example, I'll give you a friend, one of my clients and friends. I'll give you a friend. I'll give you an example. His name is Josh Hillis. He works with nutrition and weight loss. I have another client who works with nutrition and weight loss. Her name is Georgie Fear. I take almost no clients in that space, because it's a space that has so many issues and problems. But both of them, neither of them. Well, Josh will not work with somebody who has any kind of an eating disorder, full stop. If the person has an eating disorder, he's not a good fit because it's ethically not appropriate for him to work with somebody who's working in that space. Georgie is a registered dietitian. She has the credential to work with somebody in that space. But she only works with people who are, she works with people who are in recovery from binge eating disorder. If you are fully in binge eating disorder now, she will not work with you. She will refer you out to a therapist to resolve the BED, and then she can come in to help you when your therapist gives the okay, basically. So this is an example of a person. What's your reality? Where would you like to be? I'm still like with my therapist, and we still have unresolved eating disorder on the table. Not a good place, right? This can help you surface communities that are not a good fit for you at this time. And again, like we talked about in the objection busting worksheet, if this is coming up more than once or twice for you, maybe put a little bit of time in to have a resource page. I don't work with people who are still working with their therapist to resolve this issue, but I do have a list of therapist-approved modalities that I think very good. You know, and that might be a book, it might be find a therapist in your area, something like that. So, what's broken, missing, not working? This, you know, sometimes comes up here, but it's good to dive into. Diving into what's broken, missing, or not working is the most important marketing research we do. So when we have conversations, listen for that. And then if what they want isn't clear, it might be clear, right? So don't ask these questions if it's already come up in the conversation. This is an empathy-driven conversation where you're really, really good at listening. This is not a boiler room sales script. And I will tell you that the salespeople I've worked with who've sold millions of dollars, very literally millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars a year, were more introverted people. Some of them were guys, some of them were women, who were great listeners. And they were able to meet people where they are and build the bridge. That's what sales and marketing is. Listening empathetically to where people are, stating it in a way that resonates, and building a bridge to a solution, a real realistic solution that gets people where they want to go. Check for readiness. Is this a priority now, or do you want to work on it later? I will tell you, if you don't do a lot of discovery calls today, find this out early, please, because you'll get an hour deep into a call and you'll really think you're just vibing. And then that person, it's not a pr they want to work on it next year. It's so frustrating. So I would maybe don't put a huge investment of time, money, and effort into this before you get here. Don't spend an hour on all this before you ask this question. I would move this question up a little bit, but you can restate it. So you're saying, so back up here, we said, back up here, what's happening in your life business right now? You said this was something you really wanted to work on, you know, like you needed to get fixed in the next 60 days. And then I would reiterate that here. So we said before you wanted to fix this in the next 60 days. I just want to check that this is still something that's a 60-day priority. You've got to get truthful about this because these people will waste your time like you cannot believe. So it's, and then here's where we check for understanding. This is just a script for empathy. It sounds like your top three problems are this. That's hurting you because the verdict, whether or not you think you can help. So based on what you said, and again, if you've said this is not a sales call, then this is kind of hypothetical. And you could say, okay, so, you know, just for the hypothetical future, honestly, this isn't what I do. So I would refer you out to this other person in my topic. I think they're so good at this. And I think I would love to still have you on the list, but I don't think that my approach is a good approach for you. If you're, you know, dogsthat.com and the person says, I absolutely am not willing to go without, you know, an e-collar, then you might say in this conversation, I'm not sure we're a good fit for each other. I just think you're going to be frustrated by the way we approach things. However, we have the, you know, there's tons of resources on YouTube and stuff like that. We'd certainly love to have you in the audience, but it might be that a paid program might not be a good fit. You can just make that decision. in the conversation, right? Or I help people with problem secures every week. And then you're not going to necessarily, if you said it won't be a sales call, then you're instead of having a call to action, like go sign up, you're going to say, cool. Well, when you are ready, I help people with problems like this every week. So I know this is not a sales call, so I'm not going to, hit you up with where to sign up, but I just want to let you know I'm here when you're ready. And all you have to do is just drop me a line and let me know, and I'll get you on the right wait list. So if you said it's not going to be a sales conversation, do not slam them into a sales conversation. That's like you're sending a super red flag. I'm not a safe person, and that's not going to be cool. So if you said it wasn't a sales conversation, you let them off the hook here. If you didn't say that, you're still not putting them in a box. You're not cornering them. You are opening a door in the path to purchase and saying, if you feel ready with this, I'm ready for you. And whether you move forward with me or not, you have freedom of choice. And then if you decide to work with this person, you can say, does this feel like a good time to run through options to work together? So offer freedom of choice here. And at this point, if they are a hidden no, you get a lot of no's in sales conversations where the person doesn't want to hurt your feelings. So offer the freedom of choice. Do not put them in a corner where they begrudgingly feel like they have to listen to the pricing options because they're already a no. It's a hidden no. Just get rid of them. Just say, if this isn't a good time, I get it. It's fine. Let them go. If they feel safe with you at that moment, sometimes they come back. But if it's a hidden no, they really don't come back because they don't feel safe. And then she walks through just how to present that offer. So this is the kind of comprehensive, this is the platinum, this is the great way to go. If that's not right for you now, then maybe a less objective or a DIY. So this is a worksheet you can move through. So I'm not going to go through every wording here because that's kind of dopey. How to meet pricing objections. This is always the most common. Pricing and time are always the most common. So here are some opportunities to address those objections in real life. And just ask a few more questions. So edit this so it fits your voice and meets your goals. I'm going to suggest that there are a lot of different ways to have these conversations. So edit a this is not a sales conversation version if you feel like you need that. On the other hand, if you're very confident with selling, have a couple of versions of this in your pocket that you can refer to. And you want to be able to switch back and forth pretty seamlessly. You don't really want this person to know you are reading from a framework. So either practice them until they feel second nature, or the way I like to work is I really quite like to just have them on printed out on paper so I can just make a couple of notes. And you can also always say, like, if they say something in the coaching kind of part of it, you can always say, that's really, really interesting. I want to make a note of that because that's a really interesting insight, and always kind of compliment them on their insight. Every consultant borrows the person's watch to tell them what time it is. And that's something that the coaching habit is a really good book for. Their answers come from them, and that is also true in a sales call. It's their insights that lead them to see what their next step on the path is. Our job is simply to present potential options and let them choose to move forward down that version of the path. We don't have the ability to, like, magically hypnotize people into selling. It just doesn't work that way. All right, I am going to end this recording here. And then if we have any live questions, we can address them. And otherwise, I will pop these three resources onto our replay page and shoot out an email so you can start playing around with these. But these are all, things to look at once you feel like you have a bare bones good enough is good enough sales page. All right, ending the recording now.